It is time for us to take a look at sports, and there's a lot of interesting stories out there in sports this week, today, and involves football and baseball. All right, first of all, it looks like New York City's mayor is going to lift the vaccine mandate for performers and athletes. That's good news for the Brooklyn Nets, because they've got Kyrie Irving, who is unvaccinated. It's also good news for the Yankees and the Mets, because they will be able to have their venues full of people. And you need people in the stands if you're going to make any money. So that is very good news. All right. For the Yankees, the Mets, and the Nets. Probably the Knicks too, but basically the Yankees, the Mets, and the Nets. All right, other sports news. Well, how about this? This is the NFL is just blockbuster trades. The Chiefs traded Tyreek Hill to the Dolphins for multiple draft picks. Now, he was a star receiver. I mean, big-time star receiver. Six-time Pro Bowler. Three-time All-Pro. The top wide receiver since 2017 in Kansas City. What is going on in the NFL this year? All the big names are moving from here to there to everywhere. Now, a name that you all know from the UFC, Conor McGregor, he was arrested for dangerous driving. Dangerous driving. He was driving his Bentley Continental GT. By the way, that's worth about $200,000. He was stopped by police in Dublin. The vehicle was seized by authorities for alleged road traffic violations. He was driving to the gym when he was stopped by the police. For those violations, he passed the drug and alcohol test when he was stopped. So obviously, he was charged just for probably the speed he was going. Well, anyways. But drug-free, of course he'd be the type that would drive fast. The man is fearless and sometimes foolish. Well, anyway. Remember the Yankees? They hired a woman manager, Rachel Valkovec. She was injured. First woman manager in Major League Baseball affiliate, hit in the face by a batted ball during a drill. She'll be sidelined for up to a week. She was struck on Tuesday. She won't be available for her first scheduled spring training game on Thursday. She didn't sustain a concussion, but has facial swelling, the Yankees said. She was involved in a hitting drill in an indoor cage at the minor league complex when she was hurt. She has to rest for 5 days. Rest for 5 days. Everything gets bigger when you're the first. Everything gets bigger when you're the first. Anyways, other sports news that we can talk about? Well, we can go to the sports scores. Yesterday in the NBA, the Nets lost to the Grizzlies 132-120. The Knicks over the Hornets 121-106. The Celtics pounded the Jazz 125-97. Now, coming up today, I don't think there's any local teams in action. Now, tomorrow, we do see some local action. The Knicks take on the Heat at 8 o'clock. And then on Saturday, we have the Nets taking on the Heat. That's an 8 o'clock game. And also on Sunday, the Knicks take on the Pistons. And the Celtics take on the Timberwolves. That's the NBA schedule for the next couple of days and some results from yesterday. Meanwhile, in the National Hockey League, yesterday, no local teams were in action. But coming up today, the Bruins take on the Lightning at 7 o'clock. Who else plays today? That's the only local team playing today. Tomorrow, the Rangers take on the Penguins at 7 o'clock. And then on Saturday, the Bruins take on the Islanders at 12:30 in the afternoon. The Devils take on the Capitals at 7 p.m. And that's where we stand with the National Hockey League schedule. So that's it. That's a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.